Let's return now to the Bay of Plenty, where a massive rescue operation is underway following an eruption on White Island at around 2:11 this afternoon, when about 50 people were on or around the island. At least 20 have been injured. A number of them are believed to be critical. Some people also remain unaccounted for. Search and Rescue and the Coast Guard are working to bring people back to shore. Whakatane resident Don Richards is at home inside the cordon and joins me now. Don, earlier you were out near the triage centre on Murawai Drive. What could you see?
I saw seven or eight ambulances standing by as the first boat came in and moored. They didn't appear to be in too much of a hurry. It looked as if the people on board were not seriously injured. The ambulances, there were seven ambulances backed up, and they were being filled up by people coming off the boat. Most were being carried via stretcher. And the ambulances then just left the scene, not sirens blaring, and it just looked like it was all done in slow motion, really. The second boat arrived later on, and that's when the helicopters arrived and things started to get busy. But at that point, I was then told by one of the marshals that I was not allowed to be taking photos. I wasn't allowed to be anywhere near the scene, and I was told that I had to leave or the police would move me on.
Don, could you see how many people got off that first boat that you saw come into shore?
Well, there were two lots of people. There were the people who could walk, and they were being shepherded towards a bus. And then there were the people who were either walking with the emergency silver blankets around them, and they were sitting waiting to be picked up by the ambulances, and those that were on stretchers, and they were being stretched to the ambulances and taken to hospital. So I don't know. I would say 50 people got off the first boat, but I would just be guessing.
So the first boat, do you know what boat or whose boat that was? Was it a rescue boat?
Both White Island Tours boats. So they have three boats that operate, and I understand there were two out at the island at the time.
So the white...
The second boat that came in was covered in ash, and it came in at speed.
The second one came in at speed. Was that still a White Island tour boat, the second
one? It was a White Island tour boat, yes.
We understand that these people were off a cruise ship. Could you tell us anything about the age of the individuals? Or?
They were a variety of ages, from people in their 20s, to people in their 70s. Some of the people coming off the boats were in their underwear. They weren't wearing clothes. There were women who were just wearing bras, and it just didn't look right. I didn't understand what I was looking at.
Could you see any particular injuries, Don, like burns?
No, I was a bit too far away. I just saw people, those that were stretchered, I couldn't actually see what the nature of their injuries were.
You say there was more urgency with the second group. When you mentioned choppers, did you see injured people coming off those helicopters?
I just saw the choppers landing, and my understanding is the choppers may have been to pick up people. I don't know. I didn't see people being offloaded from the choppers, but that was when I was told to move on.
From this afternoon when it erupted, I understand you didn't see the actual eruption, but is it possible, could you see plumes later, or what can you see now?
Well, yeah, you could see smoke arising, and it was more than normal, but it wasn't what I'd call excessive. But I got there after the initial eruption, so I was just looking at the island once it had settled down.
Really appreciate you joining us this evening. That is Don Richards, whose home is actually inside the cordon there down near Murawai Drive, where this triage centre has been set up. So far, he said two boats have come in with injured people and helicopters were at the scene, some being stretchered away and others being taken to a bus.